From the first pew at Woodrow Funeral Home, Roger Darling stared at the picture of his dead wife. It was propped on an easel next to the coffin in which she lay. Closed casket, his only request in the planning of her service, and one he did not waver from. If her parents took umbrage, they could do it without him. Daisy beamed out at him from the picture. Her long, dark hair hung straight, framing a radiant smile. The blue in the graduation robes was slightly darker than in her eyes. The nurse-to-be in the picture secured the pen that would write her own history, full of promises and opportunity. Dreams of the perfect life had filled her head. A full house with a big yard, great food with the love of her life, traveling the world with money earned from treating the wounded and easing their pain. They were the dreams of the young, the naive. Her blue eyes pierced him while in-laws cried on his left and right. The world hid behind a veil. Tears collected in the corners of his eyes, not from grief, but physical pain. Maybe they were connected. Roger never used to get migraines. He blinked the tears away before they could spill over. The steady ache threatened to split his skull in a clean break from his right eye to the nape of his neck. Roger did his best to maintain a hold over his nausea as the preacher spoke. He could delay the sickness, but it was only a matter of time before his breakfast crawled out. He resolved to at least get through the ceremony. Roger listened passively to Daisy's parents' teary speeches, bits of phrases worming their way into his melting brain. They spoke of her generosity and kindness, and how she wanted to fix the world. One day, they came to her room to find her crying about a boy in her class. He had been teased for his ratty clothes and insubstantial lunches. It struck such a chord in Daisy that she convinced her mother to pack an extra lunch for the boy daily. It was an extravagance the Rosenthals could afford. Recounting the story sent her mother into fresh gales. Her sobs permeated Roger's migraine as if through a pane of glass. Daisy's father embraced her. They became one, strapped together like two halves of a cocoon. Between them, Daisy's absence. They stepped aside as her sisters, Anna and Megan, took their place. Both told endearing stories of how their big sister looked over them. Daisy made sure they were comfortable on every car ride, sitting between them and mediating any fight, of which there were many. Anna mentioned she was usually the main instigator. The crowd chuckled. Roger didn't. Daisy kept them fed and entertained while their parents worked. They owed every A to her genuine interest in whatever they were learning. She was two shoulders to cry on, sometimes simultaneously. "You were so strong for us, Daisy." Megan, originally the middle daughter, promoted to eldest, said with a voice on the verge of breaking. "We should have been there for you. Nobody knew the problems you were going through, because you were busy solving everybody else's." "You were our own personal guardian angel." Anna met Roger's stare. "I only wish you had your own." The headache stabbed behind his right eye. Roger's gut lurched. He clenched his jaw as Anna continued. "We love you, Daisy. I hope you found peace. I know you'll be looking down on us, taking care.